Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. Hey, have you ever taken your dog to a psychic? 215-263-6700. Yeah. I was at a party last night, and one of the women there, because, you know, I don't talk about anything other than my dog.
Right.
And she says, hey.
That's your most stable relationship.
It is. Yes. Longest relationship I've had. It's almost a year and a half. And she says that her sister-in-law just started taking a course where she gets to be a dog psychic. Mm. And she says the way it works is you'll give her sister-in-law a picture of your dog, and she will tell you what that dog is thinking.
Stop it.
And what it's up to. Yeah.
Just by looking at the picture.
Just by looking at
And this is something you go to a class to learn how to do. It's it's not a gift that you just have.
No. She enrolled in this course, and she's at this stage now where she needs 20 case studies. So she needs 20 separate dog pictures to kind of practice and hone her skill. So I gave her a picture of my dog, Clover, you can also ask a question. So my question was, because my dog is so squirrel crazy.
Really squirrel crazy.
I was like, does Clover know that these are different squirrels she's chasing, or does she think it's one squirrel that's just playing games with her?
That is an interesting question. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is from a guy who's watched his dog chase squirrels for the last year and a half.
Yeah,
I have to ask, are you sure that they're different squirrels? Maybe Clover knows something that you don't.
That's a good point. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
a fast squirrel.
It could be the same squirrel. You don't know.
That is one crafty squirrel. So we'll find out. She has the picture. Don't
Look
know
at the
yet.
Phones. The phones are going crazy. So this is the thing. Have you taken your pet to a psychic? And if so, what did you learn?
Because I've never heard of such a thing. Have you even heard of this before? You have?
Yes, because there's that British woman who, oh gosh, and oh, well, he doesn't like that dog food. That's why he's not eating. Wait, hold on. Yes? Yes? Yeah. Oh, yes. And he says, enough with the brushing.
This is what she does?
Yes, it's crazy. She does it over the phone. It's
wow.
Yes. But I feel like, are you sure the course isn't just how to steal people's money? Right? So if you've taken your pet to a psychic, tell us whether you believe it's true or not. Like, and prove it to me. Because I just feel this can't be real. Yeah. It can't be real. Can it?
215-263-6700. We are talking about dogs going to a psychic.
Yes.
It's really weird. Annie, do you have a story? Do you believe in this sort of thing?
Actually, I never did until a friend of mine gave me a phone number for a pet psychic. And we called it. I have two dogs. And she told me to think of the dog's name. So I thought of the first one. And she said that she, when she went down the steps, she would always hold up her left hind leg. She only went down on three legs. And she said if I felt down her left leg instead of her right leg on her foot, she had a bump. And it's where somebody had stepped on her foot.
Wow.
And she was right. When I felt those legs on the left foot, there was a bump.
Really?
How is that even
possible?
And then
on the other dog, she told me that my dog said to tell me that she wasn't fat, she was sexy. And we used to call that dog Booty Belly. Yeah, and we always called her Booty Belly because she was chunky.
And she's offended because she's sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
But it was really weird. Some of the stuff she was telling us was dead on because she said, like, with the one, she said she'd like you to kiss her, but she only likes you to kiss her on the left cheek, not the right one.
Oh my goodness.
If you go to kiss the dog, she turns her head so that you kiss her left cheek.
Wow.
That is so crazy.
It was weird.
This was all over the phone. You never met this woman before.
No. Never talked to her before. A friend of mine gave me the number.
Huh.
Because she had the reading on her horse.
What? Did you say on her horse?
What happened was you called her in, and she talked for about 30 seconds, and if you wanted to continue, then she would do like a half-hour reading. If you didn't want to continue, you didn't have to pay anything.
Wow, so she really hooks you in that beginning.
But it was neat.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Annie, thank you so much for sharing. Martha, I know that you have two dogs and you spoke with a psychic about the dogs. Tell us what the verdict was. What happened?
The verdict was that my dog had become extremely ill and I wasn't sure what was wrong with her. And my last-ditch effort was to call a pet communicator. At that time, I called the communicator. She proceeded to tell me, though I hadn't given her any information about my animal, mm-hmm. she proceeded to tell me what was wrong with the animal, why she was feeling the way she was, and a lot of other humorous things that my husband and I found about the animal that was very true about the animal.
Okay.
So though I wasn't a believer in communicators, this woman certainly proved us wrong.
All right, so
the dog was,
give us some examples.
All the information we needed.
What were some of the examples of what this communicator told you?
Because
I would imagine even just going into it, you're like, really? This lady's going to be able to tell me over the phone what my dog is thinking?
That's correct.
Right.
I was like, no way, and total disbeliever. But my animal, I gave her pills in her food so mm-hmm. that, like in her favorite thing, like I'd hide it in a piece of liverwurst
sure.
or a piece of cream cheese or something, give
yeah.
her medicine to try to make her well. Well, she stopped eating the things she loved. And she told the communicator that she knew I was hiding medicine and that she didn't want it. So
yeah,
I
but don't you think that the medicine probably made those treats taste a little bit different? Don't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, things like liverwurst should cover the flavor. But anyway, I had to tell her from then on that I was putting pills in her food, and she started to eat them.
So you had to say to her, like, hey, puppy, I'm going to put your pill in this, and I want you to eat it
And
up.
She had no problem then?
Yeah, she had no problem. I'd say, well, you know, you either take it this way, or I'm going to have to jam it down your throat.
Mm.
And she, you know, reluctantly ate it.
Right. Amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
There was, and she told me things about my other dog, even though I wasn't trying to find out about the other animal. But she was spot on. And quite honestly, it was very amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I'd be afraid what the dog would say.
Right?
Well, she said a couple things, and I was, you know, no, you can tell her to get up off her butt and go.
There you
That's
go.
That's great.
That's
Martha,
great, Martha.
Thanks. 215-263-6700. We've got a great story from Donna coming up. If you didn't believe yet, I think you will after this.
I actually had my dog to a kind of like a homeopathic vet who actually was a psychic herself. So it was a combination of both things.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, it was real.
Really?
It was real. Yeah.
So prove it to me, because this seems like, I mean, I don't mean to poo-poo people who have psychic abilities. I just think this is such an easy way to rip people off.
Well, it was funny because my mom was home with my dog. She was a beautiful Samoyed named Princess. She had liver cancer. And my mom was visiting, and my mom was like actually singing a little song to my dog. Now, my vet just happened to call to check in on some medication and check in on Princess. And she said to my mother relayed the story. She said, by the way, Princess really enjoyed the songs you were singing. And of course, my mom's like, oh, my God, how would you possibly know that?
Wow.
And that's just one of many things like that. I had moved some furniture with Dr. Fox, and she said, by the way, Princess really doesn't like that you keep moving the furniture. She's not getting around that well. Could you just, like, leave things where they were? And I was like, oh, my God, how would you know that I moved my furniture?
That's weird.
That's bizarre. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Now, probably not everybody, but this particular vet, I'm a believer.
Wow, that's amazing. Donna, thank you for sharing.
Yes, absolutely. Love you guys. Love your show. Listen to you every morning.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.